I'm Joshua Bullard for the Local Journalism Initiative on CJMQ 88.9 FM. Right now, across Sherbrooke and the Eastern Townships, the heartbeat of our community is sounding an alarm. It's called Le Communautaire à Bout, a movement born out of deep frustration and a system stretched to its absolute breaking point. From mental health support at the La Colde to youth sanctuary at the Le Spot Jeunesse, 30 local organizations in Sherbrooke are warning that the safety net we all rely on is fraying due to chronic underfunding. I spoke to Catherine Chaput, who works at the Corporation de Développement Communautaire, the CDC de Sherbrooke, which acts as a representative for over 100 community organizations in our region. We went behind the scenes of this movement to discuss the ethical struggle of closing vital services for 2 weeks and what it actually looks like when the very people who help our most vulnerable are forced to use food banks themselves. From March 23rd to April 2nd, these groups will be taking the drastic step of stopping regular activities to make their voices heard. Here's that conversation.
So it is being labeled Le Communauté à Bout, and it sounds like a powerful and very clear statement of frustration. Can you take us behind the scenes of this movement? How did it come about and then reach this tipping point?
Well, actually, it's interesting that it's you label it frustration. I think it is a movement of frustration, but it also means like a bout, like we're at the end of what we can do in terms of community organizations. So there's both of that, like just like the frustration, but also like something needs to change because we're really at the end of our energy and what we can put in. Mm-hmm. The movement actually took root at the base where a community organization raised the alarm and started the conversation about the fact that they didn't have the means to keep their workers and offer the help or support to the most vulnerable the way they wanted. So we all know we're like in a social crisis. There's a housing crisis, mental health crisis, public services are harder to reach. We feel, and then it's just like the social network itself seems to be falling apart. And now it seems that also the people that are taking care of the most vulnerable are also falling apart in the sense that we don't have the funding to pay those workers properly. So we have workers that help the most vulnerable that are also using the food banks, just like the people they are helping. And that situation needs to change, right? So we need improvements in terms of government funding. And we also need to be aware that this is happening. So that's why the movement started, because the conversation started from the community organization. And then people were like, hey, we feel the same too. It's happening in our community as well. And now today we have like 1,000 people that are will be on strike. Like the organization will be on strike from March 23rd till April 2nd. And just in the Eastern Townships, that's 115 groups that will stop their regular activities to be part of the movement.
So closing services for 2 weeks is a drastic move. And it's a difficult decision for organizations that exist solely to support the community. With many of your users facing housing, mental health, or food insecurity crises, how do you handle the ethical tension of withdrawing these vital services to make your point? And what is the plan to ensure the most vulnerable don't fall through the cracks during this time?
Well, the thing is, like, the reality is the most vulnerable are already falling through the cracks. So that's what we're trying to say. So it's a hard decision. The groups, the different groups that partake in the movement made those decisions themselves. There's not one way to support the movement or participate. If they feel they can close safely their services for 2 weeks, they are welcome to. If they just want to support the movement, maybe just don't take calls those days. Like, there's different ways that community groups have decided to participate and made their voice heard. And everyone is obviously taking care of the most vulnerable the best way they can. But at the same time, I think it's important to say that sometimes we need courageous actions to show our message strongly.
Let's bring this back to the root cause.
Right.
The systemic funding shortfall. Organizations have been sounding the alarm for a long time now. Have you received any concrete feedback or actionable proposals from local, provincial, or federal politicians in Sherbrooke? Or does it feel like your message is still being met with silence from those in power?
Unfortunately, it is still being met with silence by most. I would say in Sherbrooke specifically, we've had the support of Christine Labrie. She's reached out to us to actually showed us her support. In terms of the other ones, we've asked for meetings and we haven't heard back yet. So that would be the state of things today.
So if we look beyond the immediate demands for funding, what does a sustainable future for the community sector actually look like? Are we talking about a complete overhaul of how the government views its relationship with community organizers, or is it simply a matter of restoring the funding levels to match the reality of 2026?
The model is fine. I mean, for sure we could talk about relationship with the government, but overall the model works. It just needs more funding. And we've been the past few years, the government has been really funding piece by piece, and a lot of funding is through projects. So the community groups always have to reinvent themselves and find new ideas. And that's not what we need. What we need is proper funding for what we do in the everyday so that our workers can have proper pay and we can actually answer the needs of that population properly. So I think it just needs to change the way the funding is done. But overall, I would say the relationship, like the system is fine. It just needs more money in it, like a lot more.
For our listeners in the Eastern Townships who are hearing this mm-hmm. and feeling the sense of solidarity, how can they effectively support the community Abut movement during these 2 weeks of mobilization? Beyond just awareness, what tangible actions can the public take to help amplify your voice to the government?
Well, there's an online petition that people can go and find on the website. The website is abut.info, so that's about.info, and they will have all the information about the activities as well. There's Facebook pages too that you can find, but there'll be a march in the Eastern Township on the March 27th and another one in Quebec City on April 2nd. Obviously, everybody is welcome to join us.
Thank you to Catherine Chaput from the CDC to Sherbrooke. As we heard, for the thousands of people using these centers, the community center isn't just a service. It's a place of belonging and a human space where they can be themselves without judgment. With a major march planned for the Eastern Townships on March 27th and another in Quebec City on April 2nd, these workers are making it clear that the current funding model has to change. If you want to learn more about the mobilization or sign the petition, you can find all the details at abut.info for the Local Journalism Initiative and CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Joshua Bullard.